What a story. Now, normally, if just a few pilots had reported this, a lot of people would listen, but they might not wake up as much as they are around the country right now in the world. Something's going on here. We'll talk a little bit with you, David, about the sightings in Iran as well. But with this, a Mexican Air Force team videotaping something that they could not apparently see with the naked eye. Can you explain a little bit of what may have happened up there?
Well, very deeply, yes, George. I mean, first of all, I mean, I can point out that when I was on Art Bell with James Olbrich at NASA on March 12, 2001, the very famous night that I was cut off the air and the show was, you know, we lost the satellite and the internet, at that precise moment that I was arguing with Mr. Olbrich about the space shuttle's black and white video cameras that look in the invisible infrared, the near ultraviolet, and he was saying, no, they don't. But I had actually confirmed with the head of astrochemistry at NASA and actually had confirmed also on their website that, yes, their cameras are special CCD-enhanced cameras that look in the infrared and the near ultraviolet. And it was at that moment that we were cut off the air. Now, the reason I feel this story is so powerful right now is because, I mean, It'd be very easy to fake a visual sighting. You know, you could, you know, put obscure objects in the sky or in front of a camera. But this is confirmed from the Secretary of Defense in Mexico, General Clement Vega Garcia, to Jaime Musan. They had the big press conference today. The event was on March 5th, 2004, and their military drug enforcement agency is, you know, just perusing the skies at about 10,500 feet. Very cold up there, which is a very important point for infrared photography, because at 10,500 feet, with temperatures like minus 26 centigrade, any heat source is going to be like an infrared beacon against the background of that very cold atmosphere.
Okay.
And in the case of the NASA UFOs, we saw evidence of very large UFOs that were visible on the invisible cameras, but not to the naked eyes of the astronauts. And in this case, we have the same thing. We have all these pilots that are absolutely confused and baffled why they're seeing very clear images on what are now very extremely advanced infrared cameras. These are forward-looking infrared cameras that are the resolution on this type of infrared is far beyond anything we've seen in the past. In fact, when I researched on through Department of Defense today, where I used to work, that most of the data on these cameras is actually classified. But the point is, in theory, if a UFO were to convert its mass into light, essentially what it's doing is reducing its mass or weight charge down to zero. And once it becomes light, it can either appear in the visible light spectrum as a light source, or it can disappear down in infrared, down in microwave, or it can disappear also in the ultraviolet. It is possible in this case that our actual UFO is vibrating in a much higher energy than infrared, but even if it's up in the ultraviolet spectrum or higher, that light is so hot that it leaves a temperature signature on the atmosphere, which in this case is quite humid. You have a humidity of 75% in the report.
Mm-hmm.
And that temperature signature shows up like a beacon on these very advanced infrared cameras. So the pilots are confused. They're seeing something that's there. They're also getting a signal on radar. And radar, of course, is microwave radiation, which is another way that we detect invisibility. So I mean, the case proves itself to be, I mean, really, really, not only the fact that we're seeing UFOs, but we're seeing the evidence of the physics of how they actually work. I mean, these are craft of light.
I was looking at the video today, David, and I kept trying to rule out meteors, and I did, balloons, and I did. Then I thought about the possibility of some kind of chase planes or military planes. These pilots would have clearly have seen that with their eyes, and they did not. Why is it, in terms of technically now, were these objects cloaking themselves, or do you believe that they are just in that kind of light source on a normal basis?
Well, to explain it properly, I mean, first thing, I'll give you a case. One of my partner researchers is Trevor James Constable, who was a famous aviation author and British aviation officer in World War II. He noted a case called the case of Nansei Shoto off the coast of Okinawa during World War II. We saw from our aircraft carriers 300 enemy aircraft. Either it was 300 enemy aircraft or one giant aircraft. A huge whopping signal on radar. We launched our fighters up to go meet them. And these objects were doing 700 miles an hour in World War II, and back then we could not even do the speed of sound, which is, you know, getting close to 700 miles an hour. So we thought maybe the Russians or the Germans were far ahead of us. And I imagine in the case of Mexico here, they may even suspect the same, that it's some foreign intelligence or foreign government that has a very advanced cloaking device on their aircraft. But the point is, we launched our fighters up, and we got up there on a clear sky, and there was nothing there, absolutely nothing. And it was the signal was very clear on radar, just as in the case we're seeing today. So what Constable started to do, and Constable was introduced to me through a friend of mine named Lou Gatto, and I sent Constable a copy of my film, Evidence, the Case for NASA UFOs, and we both got very excited because we had double confirmation. Constable started using a 35-millimeter camera with high-speed infrared film without red filter. The film plane is very sensitive to infrared, but also near ultraviolet light, which are both invisible. And he got on film the exact same UFOs that showed up on the NASA video cameras, the giant, you know, 3-mile-wide translucent
disc
of light with the black holes in the center. But his discs were oriented at steep angles of 45 to 90 degrees away from the camera, making it impossible for them to be out of focus, what are known as airy discs, which cannot appear on those steep angles.